AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 905 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Steven, but before we get to that, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So if you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, finding great talent can be very, very tough. Thankfully, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one single click. And in fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, now here's today's question from Steven.
Hey, Pat, I noticed you use Teachable, but you direct the checkout to SAM cards. I'm using Teachable as well, but I use Teachable's native integration with Stripe and PayPal. So I was wondering why you chose to use SAM cards to enroll the student and do the payment instead of using the native integration with PayPal or Stripe. Thanks.
Hey, Steven, thank you so much for this question. So for those of you listening, this refers to my most recent launch of my course, Smart from Scratch, where I'm using Teachable to deliver the content and the course. But for the checkout process, even after hosting the sales page on Teachable, the actual checkout page was hosted on samcart.com. Now, I will say that I'm a compensated advisor for both companies, both Teachable and Samcart, and I love them both. I absolutely love them. I'm an affiliate for them as well. But here's the thing that was not as optimized as I thought it could be with Teachable. Before, when I launched in March, which was the previous open and closed launch for that course, people would have to first register their name and email and get a username for Teachable before completing the checkout process. And I thought that was a little bit backwards because that was an additional point where people, essentially a friction point where people could potentially leave and not complete the sales process and not become a customer. So Samcart allowed it so that when people clicked the buy now button on the sales page, it would take them to the checkout page, and then through an integration with Zapier, yes, it was a little bit of work to put those things together and have those things talk to each other. But after people purchased, then they got the email to register. And of course, because they had already paid, they're going to be more likely to register. You know, 100% of people will do that. So that's the reason why I did that. Now, I will say Teachable is making changes to make their checkout process a lot easier. So, Steven, I would just simply say stay on Teachable. If it's working for you now, they're going to improve that process, meaning they're going to make it so that it's going to be just like how I had it with this recent launch with these other tools involved. So people are going to just click a buy now button to purchase. They're going to go through the purchase process, and then they're going to be able to register so that they can then log on to the platform, which is nice. Plus, they're adding additional elements onto sales pages and the checkout process, for example, places where you can put testimonials and all those kinds of things. Again, just they're optimizing the process. They know what's up, and that's why I love Teachable. They're here to help. And so that's why I did it. So, Steven, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you guys want to check out both of those tools, actually, my affiliate link for those are askpat.com/teachable. And also samcart.com/teachable if you want to check that out as well. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Steven. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. Keep the questions coming in. And by the way, for those of you who are interested in starting a podcast like this one or my other one, or maybe you've always had that idea for a show and you just don't know how to put it up and you want to do it right, and not only learn how to get a podcast up, but also market it so it can be found. Well, next week, July 17th, is the first open enrollment period for my brand new course, Power Up Podcasting, which you can actually sign up for the waitlist right now if you go to poweruppodcasting.com. Sign up for the waitlist. You'll hear from me next week, and I cannot wait to share all the good stuff in there with you. Thanks so much. And now here's a quote to finish off the day by Alfred North Whitehead. And that quote is, ideas won't keep. Something must be done about them. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Oh, by the way, I have a clue for you. 94.